Tosfos in Megillah, it's a very interesting question. Tosfos wants to know that we put Nitzavim and Vayelech, we separate if there's two Shabboses between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos. So then between Yom Kippur and Sukkos we read Hazinu, and between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Shabbos, we read Vayelech, and we read Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos says it would have been much more logical that we should have Nitzavim Vayelech to read between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and read Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah. And in order to do that, what we have to do is split up Matas Maseh. And he said that's much more logical to do that. Matas Maseh is two large parshas. So if we separate Matas Maseh, Kisavo will be a week later. And therefore, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, will read parshas Kisavo. And the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we'll read Nitzavim Vayelech, which is only together 70 psukim. And between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, we'll read Hazinu. That's Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos' first answer, he says, because we want to get rid of all the klolos. Since there are klolos in Parshas Nitzavim, this is about, he brings it out for Rabbeinu Nissim Gon. This Tosfos, Shalom Beis Medrash of Nissim Gon. So he says, since there's klolos in Nitzavim, we want to finish the year before that. Just like the Gemara says, we want to finish all the klolos before Rosh Hashanah, and we want to finish Nitzavim also. But then Tosfos has a different teretz. Tosfos doesn't like that for reasons, because he says there's klolos in Hazinu also. He says the pshat's different. He says because the fact that Ezra instituted that we should have before Rosh Hashanah, we should have klolos, and klolos before Shavuos, he wants to create a little respite. That there should be an off Shabbos. That you have Parshas Bechukosai, is close, then you have Bamidbar before Shavuos. You need an off. You can't come into Rosh Hashanah with still having those close in front of you. There has to be an off Shabbos between Shavuos and Bechukosai, and there has to be an off Shabbos between Parshas Kisavo and Rosh Hashanah. This is the off Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. It's just unbelievable the amount of klolos over here that we're going to be reading here. Oz lo yoyves Hashem sloyach lo ki oz yeshan af Hashem ki nosu beishahu beishahu v'rov tzeboi kolo olak suva sefer hazeh mocha Hashem eshmoi mitach zeshmai v'hidilo Hashem l'ro mikol shifte Yisro kecholo olos habris haksu besefer omer dor ha'achron or enochri comes from Eretz Rechok, and they're going to see all the makos ha'oretz ahi v'estachlu eho asher chilo Hashem bo gof bris v'melech sreif v'kol arts lo yisi zor v'lo yisatzmir lo yalo v'kol esev kema pecha stoyim v'amora admo tzvoyim asher hofach Hashem be'apo v'chamosu v'omru kol agoyim amneh osa Hashem kochel arts azozo machori o'af agor azev omru. That's a klolos. I mean, that's a klolos. Tosfos says this is an off Shabbos. Can't have any klolos over here. Tosfos says the Parshas Nitzavim is the off Shabbos, so there should be a break between the klolos of Parshas Kisavo and the Parshas and Rosh Hashanah. You can't come at the Rosh Hashanah with the klolos. There's pretty serious klolos here. It's what is the simple translation of Tosfos? Parsha begins Atam Nitzavim, so Rashi says. He saw Shehoriko Peneim, he saw when they heard all the klolos of last week's Parsha, Loma Nismacha Parsha Atam Nitzavim, the klolos, the Fisha. When they heard all those clothes, Horiku Panam, their faces turned green. Or actually, Horiku Panam made me, they became like white. There was poured out, all the blood poured out of their, all the blood poured out of their faces. Mi yoch yucha lamod ba'elo hischo moshtafai sam atem nitzov mayom. You're still standing. You're standing straight and erect. Vareitem kayomim lefonav. You're standing up. What, is he making a glech to the whole thing? Wait, oh, he just talks. Hashem just talks big. You don't got to worry about it. What's the shot? I mean, that's like the worst thing you can do is create threats that you don't carry out. That's what the Rashi's saying. You got nothing to worry about. You know, they were terrorized. Don't worry. You're okay. So what kind of answer is that? What kind of answer is that? They're totally mortified and frightened by all the klolos, Hashem said. And so Moshe's mechazet them. Atam nitzavim. You're strong. You're standing erect, steadfast. What's the answer? They shouldn't take it seriously. If it's serious, they should be devastated. And if it's not serious, it can't be. Then the whole thing is that the worst thing you can do is to threaten and tell someone. Of course, you're not going to carry out the threat. Very difficult to understand. You have a Rashi later on. The Torah says, "Ki karav mod hadover b'ficho b'vov chol asoso." Rashi says, "B'ficho means Torah shebichsav." B'vovcha is Torah Shebal Peh. Very funny. B'ficha, I think most of us would think b'ficha, your mouth is Torah Shebal Peh. No, that's the Torah Shebichsav. What's the pshat in that Rashi? Then we have, this I'd like to begin, a rather fascinating Rashi over here. The Torah says, V'rovtze boi ko ha'olo ha'ksuva ba'sefer hazeh. That's the pasuk one. Gechol olos habris haksuva b'sefer haTorah hazeh. I'm going to bring all the klolos are all going to come down on you. All the klolos that are written b'sefer haTorah hazeh. So Rashi points out a very interesting thing. Rashi points out ulamalahu oimer b'sefer haTorah hazeh. Ulamalahu Omer in Parshas Kisovo it says Kocholi v'chomaka b'sefer haTorah hazos. Rashi is Sakasha. All of a sudden, here the Torah is the it's called Sefer Torah hazeh, which is a masculine. And last week's Parsha is Sefer Torah hazos, which is feminine. So Rashi says, the word hazos, which is feminine, is going back on the Torah. Sefer Torah hazos. Zachar is the hazeh is not going back on the word Torah, it's going back on the word sefer. That's what Rashi says. That word sefer, Torah hazos, is going back on the word, is going back, you put the word sefer Torah together, it says Zos, because then the word is going on the word Torah also. But here it's going on that the word Sefer is connected to the word Torah, and therefore the word Hazeh is going on the word Sefer. If the Hazeh is modifying Sefer, it's Hazeh. If it's modifying Torah, it's Hazos. But what's Taka the Pshat? Okay, you worked out the grammar. But what's the Pshat? That over here, this is called, is it... I understand you can do it grammatically either way, but what is the pshat in the pasuk? Is there any difference between Sefer HaTorah Hazeh and Sefer HaTorah Hazos? It's just that if you want to use the word Hazeh on, you want to use a masculine, then use the word for Sefer, and if you're talking about Torah, Zos. But is there any difference between Sefer Torah, which is Zos, or Sefer Torah Hazeh? Is there any difference between the two? Well, very interesting. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ha'omer al hames b'shas yitzias neshama chayev likroya. If you're standing by a mace, by a person when he dies, you have to rise kriya. Ha'lamaza daima. What is that analogous to, that there's an obligation to write kriya? Maza daima l'sefer Torah shenisrafa. To a sefer Torah shenisrafa. The mocker of the Gemara Sefer Torah Shel Nisrafa is a Gemara in Mayit Kod. The story, the Gemara tells a story, one of the kings. Then in the Gemara is like this, you're chayef to rice kriya. Here the Gemara is like this, you're chayef to rice kriya on a person that dies because it's Kesefer Torah Shel Nisrafa. the din in Masechta Mayit Katan, which is the source of that, and the Rambam Paskins halach like this. Sefer Torah shenisraf your chayev kriyat. Here the Gemara says, but maybe it's a mistake. I mean, here the same din. Here it says your chayev teris because when a person dies, you have to rip kriya kisefer Torah shenisraf nisrafa in Shabbos, and the mucker of that din is a Gemara and Mayid Katan that says sefer Torah shenisrafa. Sefer Torah shenisraf. In Mayid Katan it says sefer Torah shenisraf. So I'm just wondering, I didn't see anybody talk about it, but it's an obvious kasha. Is it supposed to be sefer Torah shenisraf, or is it supposed to be sefer Torah shenisrafa? What is it? Which is it? The Gemara here quotes it as sefer Torah shenisraf, and over there the Gemara says sefer Torah shenisraf, and that's the language of the Rambam also, sefer Torah shenisraf. I'd like to suggest the pshat's like this. That there's really, in the halacha of a sefer Torah, really has two things in it. A sefer Torah has in it the words of the sefer Torah, the ksav, the and also has the gevil, the white. Or in other lashonis we find in Chazal, eish chayra agabi eish levona. There was a black ink, black fire, and a white fire. But I think what that means is that in the Sefer Torah, there's really two things. There's Torah Shebiksav and there's Torah Shebal Peh. In every Sefer Torah is an entity of Torah Shebiksav, the Ksav Shchorah, the black one. And then there's Torah Shebal Peh. I guess in the vernacular, it'd say the ability to read between the lines. That's understanding, interpretation, just using that as the Sabras and Ozen. But in the Torah, it was written Al-Gabi Sefer Torah, Al-Gabi Eish Levana also. Yuvil. In fact, the Gemara says you have to rice Kriya twice. You have to rice Kriya because of the Oisius, and you have to rice Kriya because of the Gevil, because of the parchment. I'm saying what the Gemara is telling there is Pasking Halacha, is that's a way of saying that every Cheftz of the Sefer Torah has two halachas in it. It has a halacha of Torah Shebichsav, and it also is Torah Shebal Peh. In other words, it's Sefer HaTorah HaZos is going on Torah. That's going on Torah Shebal Peh, but it's still Sefer HaTorah HaZos. It's the Sefer that has HaTorah HaZos, which means it has Torah Shebal Peh. And then there's Sefer Torah HaZeh, which is the Sefer, which has the Ksav. There's two inyanim. That's what seems to me the simplest pshat over here. The Torah Shebichsav is the Zohar language, and Torah Shebal Peh, I mean, that we know, the Svar and Chazal, the Torah Shebal Peh, that is Nekeva. You understand? Torah Shebichsav is the words, with their, of course, it doesn't mean the words without also the translation of the words. It's also part, of course, of Torah Shebichsav. Now, the Gemara says you have to divide your day in three, learning Torah Shebichsav a third of the day, Torah Shebal Peh a third of the day, and Gemara a third of the day in the beginning. And then afterwards, the Rambam says, once you know Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, you can spend most of your time in Gemara. But meanwhile, it doesn't mean that when you read Torah Shebichsav, you shouldn't know what you're talking about. Torah Shebichsav means the pshat, the understanding of the pshat, translation of the pshat. Torah Shebal Peh is a deeper understanding of pshat. It's understanding the insights, the meaning, the understanding, the relationship part. That is Lashon Nekeva. The Torah Shebichsav part, is the Lashon Zohar. I think that's probably the simple pshat, which would then come out like this. That Parshas Kisavo, just so we put in perspective, Parshas Kisavo is a bris on violating Torah Shebal Peh. We'll explain what all this means later. And Parshas Nitzavim is on Torah Shebichsav. That's what the pasuk is saying. That in this week's Parsha, if you violate the bris of Parshas Nitzavim, you'll get all the things that are kosuv b'sefer HaTorah HaZeh. And in Parshas Kisavot says, if you violate the bris, you will get all the punishments of Sefer Torah Hazos. This was just setting it up without the explanation, just so we get the so it means that there is a bris of Torah Shebaal Peh, and there's a bris of Torah Shebiksav. Let me explain. So now let's say now in terms of the Gemara, it would be a very nice shot in the Gemara maybe. The halacha is on Sefer Torah Shenisraf, when you have a zocher and a keva together, you'll use a lashon zocher. Right? Whenever you have zocher and a keva together, male and female together, in the plural or anything, you use the masculine, not the feminine. And therefore, Sefer Torah Shenisraf, you have to rice kriya twice. You have to rice kriya on the masculine aspect, on the oisius, and you also have to rice kriya on the gevil, which is the Torah Shebaal Peh aspect. That's why it's Sefer Torah Shenisraf. The halacha of a person that dies, that you have to rice kriya, on what aspect is that? If we're right, it's telling us that every Jew, you have to rice kriya, he's Sefer Torah Shenisraf, which means in terms of the mile of Torah Shebiksav, he has the whole Torah Shebiksav, he doesn't have. But anything that he understood on his own, in other words, he's not the oisiest of the whole Torah, but the fact that there's a Torah Shebaal Peh, and that what a Yid is Mechadish and Torah Shebaal Peh, his Chelek and Torah Shebaal Peh, that he's Mechadish, his understanding of Torah Shebaal Peh, that's his Chelek and Torah, and therefore when he dies, a certain amount of Torah Shebaal Peh died. Now it's on a non-Sefer Torah Shenisraf, when a letter gets burned, you're not Mechoyev, you need the whole Torah. On the Halacha of Torah Shebaal, and therefore a Jew, you wouldn't rice kriya because every Jew is like the safer, but every Jew is like the Torah. Even though there's the whole Torah Shebaal Peh, that's true. It's the whole Torah Shebaal Peh. But to us, each vort is a each chiddush that a person does. That's he's creating his own Torah Shebaal Peh. That's his own shaychus the Torah Shebaal Peh. So therefore, the kriya on a Jew is not derived from the halacha of the Ksav, it's derived from the halach of the Gevil. And therefore, the Gemara, it's Tanoim. The Gemara says over there, the reason you have to rice Kriya, because it's Kesefer Torah Shenisrafa, because it lost the Chelek of Torah Shebaal Peh. Each Jew has a unique Chelek in Torah Shebaal Peh. He can bring out a unique Chelek. Whereas, the Gemara over there is passing a halacha, you have to rice Kriya twice. Once for Torah Shebiksav, and once for Torah Shebaal Peh. It's interesting also, maybe Miyashiv, another kasha, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the Gemara says, Mipneha loimdim, mipneha loikolshkin. Say the same thing. The reason you stand up for a loimit Torah, that's Torah Shebaal Peh. First, it's loimit Torah, so Jews, chaylik, is learning. If you stand up for a loimit Torah, then kal v'chomer, you have to stand up for a Sefer Torah, because for the Hazos part, he has a chelik of that, but here's the whole mocker of the Torah Shebaal Peh. You surely have to stand up. It's not mipnei lomdeha miponov lo kolshke. Lomdeha miponeha lo kolshke. What about legabi the halacha? The Gemara Makkah says a different lashon. The Gemara says hani bavloi tafshoi. A foolish bavloim who stand up for a sefer Torah and they don't stand up for a gavarab. So first of all, it's very interesting. The Gemara here says like you have to stand up for gavarab, and over here the Gemara says mit nelom del. And it sounds like what the Gemara is chastising from there. They stand up for a Sefer Torah, but they don't stand up for Gavra. They don't stand up for Loimet Torah. Gavra Rab is not Loimet Torah. I mean, Gavra Rab is Loimet Torah too, but Loimet Torah is one who learns Torah. Gavra Rab means one who's a guddle in Torah. So the Gemara is saying, the Bavloi Tafshoi stand up for a Sefer Torah, and they don't stand up for Gavra Rab. What they're being criticized, they don't stand up for Gavra Rab. There the Gemara sounds to say that you have to stand up for the Lomei Torah and Kal V'chomer for the Torah itself. Pshat's like this. There the Gemara is criticizing them. In other words, what's the Pshat talk in the Bavloi? Why don't they do that? Because what they're saying is like this. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that Torah is greater than the Loi Metorah. That Torah is greater than the Loi Metorah. That's what the Gemara is saying in Kedushin. So if the Torah is greater than the Loi Metorah, then the Torah I stand up, and I don't stand up for the Loi Metorah. That's the rationale of the Bavloim. So what's the Gemara then saying in Makkos? What the Gemara is saying in Makkos, the Gemara in Kedushin is talking about Torah Shebaal Peh. That's true. Havada, the Torah, which is the whole mocker of Anon Nafshi Ksiv Yehevis, means that it's the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Torah is greater than the Loimet Torah. That's no Shaila. And therefore, but if you stand up for the Loimet, you got to stand up for this too. So they say, we stand up for this, we don't stand up for that. Gemara says, you stand up for the Torah and you don't stand up for the Loimet Torah means that the reason you don't stand up for the Loimet Torah is because it's less. He's less. On that, the Gemara says, no, you have to stand up for the Loimet. Why? Because Gavra Rabba, the Torah writes, Arboim Yakenu, you have to hit him 40 times. The Osir and the Chachomim come and say, it's not 40, it's 39. Which means that is a shlita on what? Torah Shebiksav or Torah Shebaal Peh? What are they saying? The Torah writes 40, and the Gavra Rabba says what? 39. Which means that that is a shlita on Torah Shebiksav. So that's what it's saying. I understand, as far as Torah Shebaal Peh is concerned, the Bavloim. I don't have a tie into the Bavloim. They stand up for the Torah and they don't stand up for the Loim Day Torah. But if you're telling me, but what about for the Gavra Rabba? The Gavra Rabba has a shlit that he is greater than the Torah Shebiksav because the Gavra Rabba can actually change what it's written specifically. He can tell you that doesn't mean what it says, and therefore he has a dominion even on Torah Shebiksav. He has a dominion on Torah Shebiksav, then therefore you have to stand up for the Gavra Rabba. For the Loimet Torah, we're not telling you have to. We're not calling you a fool for that. But for the Gavra Rabba, we're telling you you're a fool. Because you don't understand that the real bialis, the Gavra Rabba has a real bialis in Torah Shebiksav, which will now come out like this. That if a Gavra Rabba dies, then you have a Torah Shebiksav Dikadin also of Kriya. You don't only have a Torah Shebaal Peh Dikadin of Kriya. It's almost like back to the Gemara that you'd be Mechuyev Shtei Kriyas. You'd be Mechuyev a Kriya and Torah Shebaal Peh, but on the Gavra Rabba you could maybe be Chayav on Torah Shebiksav also. In other words, there's the Gavra Rabba, the Rosh Sanhedrin, whoever it is, that just a very interesting. Alright, so meanwhile I said like this. It's clear from Chazal that when we talk about a Sefer Torah, we're really talking about two entities. We're talking about Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. I just want to get shot here in the Pasuk. The Pasuk here says, Sefer Torah Hazeh, and there the Torah says, Sefer Torah Hazos, it has to be saying something. So we're saying that it sounds like Sefer Torah Hazeh is the Torah Shebiksav, the Ksav, or the Eish Shachar, and Sefer Torah Hazos is Torah Shebaal Peh. Now what is really the difference between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh? First of all, we have a medrash that we all know. This one is really, that's a mishlumtik yisod for to understand the difference. The medrash says like this. The medrash says that Klal Yisrael, the medrash Tanchum and Parshas Noach says that Klal Yisrael said at Har Sinai Nasa v'nishma. So why did we need Kafaleim Har Kigigis? So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to exert force on them? So the medrash Tanchum says that. That Nasa v'Nishma Kabbalah Sator of Sinai was Torah Shebiksav. Kofaleim Harkigigis was Torah Shebaal Peh, and the final Rotson of Torah Shebaal Peh was Pur. Right? That's what the Medrash says. Comes out a very interesting thing. It's Mishum Dika Medrash. Going to come now to show an implication that we probably never noticed from that Medrash. The Medrash is telling us that at Har Sinai, the Yidden were Mekabel. Only Torah Shebiksav. The Gemara says, "Tanai hisna Kodesh Baruch Hu Maisa Brachus im Yisrael mekablu mesat Torah mutav v'im lav achser." I'm going to bring the world back to Tohu V'Vohu. The world is going to revert to prior to creation. That's what was a Tanai. It was a condition. All condition, the condition of creation. Was another way to say to say it simpler without making it so sound, that creation is not complete till when? Till Yisrael's Mekabel Torah. If there's not the Kabbalah Satorah, creation isn't complete, and I'm Achzer Eschem L'Toyo Vavo. I mean, that's the least it's saying. It's probably saying more than that, but the least it's saying. There's a completion of creation. The Medrash is telling us what is necessary for the completion of creation. Torah Shebiksav. Because Torah Shebal Peh, they weren't Mekabel. They were Mekabel forcefully. That's not a Kabbalah. And Yisrael Mekabel Satorah, that's not a Kabbalah Satorah. It's Modar Rabba Lo Raisa. Therefore, it's telling us that the event of Har Sinai, which was the justification of creation, was Torah Shebiksav. That Chazal tells us that. Listen to the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says in Shabbos that Kivin Shabbos, Kuf Mem Vav, Kivin Shabbos HaNochesh Al Chava, the Nochesh had relations with Chava, Hito Bozuma, and everybody had, and everybody was, has some imperfection. Kivin She'omdu Yisrael Har Sinai, Klai Yisrael stood at Har Sinai, what happened? Posek Zulmosa, the imperfection went away. They did the Ched HaEgel, the imperfection returned. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Goyim, that didn't the Kabbal Torah, they remain with Zuma. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara is the Kasha. What about Gerim? No, the Gerate said it. They should be imperfect. They should have the Zuma. So the Gemara says that they were there. Even though that their bodies weren't there, there was a certain level that the Gerim were there too. How do we know the Gemara says that they were there? Gerim, a future Jew. Where were they? They weren't there. The Gemara says it's a pasuk. Gemara brings a pasuk. Ki asasher yeshnu po imonu oimer hayom lifnei Hashem Elokeinu v'es asher inenu po imonu hayom. The Gemara brings the pasuk from this week's parshas Nitzavim that is a pasuk to define who stood at Har Sinai. Who stood at Har Sinai? This pasuk is not at Har Sinai. This pasuk is written in the bris of Atem Nitzavim. There's no pasuk that hints to that at Har Sinai. It means the Gemara is telling us that this bris is a reenactment, or this bris is a furtherance of Har Sinai. That whatever the bris of Sinai was, and it wasn't totally fulfilled, they did the Egel, Chazer Zor Mosel. This whole bris is on Avodah Zarah. That's all that's talked about over here. This is a bris of Sinai. It means, according to what we're saying, this is Torah Shebiksav. The whole essence of Har Sinai, according to the Medrash Tanchum, was Kabbalah of Torah Shebiksav. This bris is a bris of Torah Shebiksav. I just want to make sure that this is very mavusas in Chazal. Chazal are telling us that the covenant of Nitzavim is exactly the same as the covenant of Har Sinai. It's Sefer Torah Hazeh. It's Sefer Torah Hazeh. It's Torah Shebiksav. Right, so now we have already a mocker in Chazal that what's happening here is what's happening at Sinai, and at Sinai was Sefer Torah Hazeh. It was Torah Shebiksav, Chazal tell us. Chazal also tell us that this bris is analogous or a reenactment or a re-strengthening of Maimon Har Sinai. The bris of last week's parsha is Sefer Torah Hazos, which means Torah Shebal Peh. What's the difference between these two brises? This obviously has to be unique differences. One of them is if you violate Torah Shebiksav. When you violate Torah Shebiksav, what does that mean? We're not talking about different halachas here. We're talking about what is the difference of a relationship of Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. The Medrash Tanchum is telling us that also. We stood at Har Sinai. Torah Shebiksav relationship. Whatever that means. It means with all the, obviously, the translations of the things, that of course we're willing to do. But what weren't we willing to do with Torah Shebal Peh? It means it's a whole different level of relationship that we weren't yet committed to. What's the difference? The difference is like this. It's actually, Chazal tell us that Bereshis is Yesh Samach Ribui Oisius L'Torah. Chazal tell us the word Bereshis is Samach. Samach. There's 600,000 letters in the Torah. So it means, obviously, telling us that the Chefts of Torah, I mean, the way we say the Chefts of Sefer Torah, the way we're saying, is 600,000. That's Klal Yisrael. So there's one level of relationship that is who we are. You created us. You gave us opportunity to be mashlim ourselves. That's Torah Shebiksav. That's a person's ability. He was created, an ability to bring out his selim and the musalukim to bring. He's not complete though. He's mekabel Torah Shebiksav. It's the final steps of his own creation. That's the completion of man's own creation. Torah Shebaal Peh is the completion of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, like a person, like an individual, until 20, developing himself. After that, then gets married. That's a relationship, a separate level of relationship. It's not a coincidence, by the way, the Kfi on Torah Shebaal Peh is Kofaleim Harkigigas, which state in Chazal is a chuppah. Torah Shebaal Peh, the coercion was that Kadosh Baruch Hu made a chuppah. That's our chasna with him. Torah Shebiksav is our own, the finality, our final, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, like Chazal tells us, like Bris Mila, we are created with a certain imperfection, so Bris Mila, we do an act of completing, and taking out a certain imperfection. The act of being Mekabel Torah, to do the mitzvahs, is the finality of our self-completion. Torah Shebaal Peh is not our self-completion. Torah Shebaal Peh is the our ability to have a fulfilled relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like it's the marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malchus Peh Karina Bey. It's our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We understand what that means. A relationship. It's not just a contract, okay, we get married, there's understanding, and it's a whole different level of understanding and feeling, what do you really mean, and what are you really feeling, and as Chazal tells, Anochi is Ano Nafshi Ksivi Yehevis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put himself into the Torah, to be able to see the HaKadosh Baruch Hu self, to be interested in hearing the self, to be interested in understanding the self, to see the deeper meanings he's teaching us, the deeper parts of a relationship with him, that's Torah Shebaal Peh. One is the completion of ourselves, and one is the new level of relationship that's created by Yisrael by Reis of Kucha Brichu Chadu. That's a whole different level of relationship. There's a whole oneness that's created. Our oneness with Him. First, there's our own. You know, just like Torah is a perfection, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a perfection, Yisrael first has to perfect themselves to become part of Yisrael by Reis. The first perfection is the self-perfection. That's Torah Shebiksav. The second level of perfection after there is the hischabrus, which with all the deep understandings and insights and connection, that's Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the difference between the bris of Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebiksav is the completion of ourselves. Torah Shebaal Peh, that's the Eish Shchayr. Eish Levana part of Torah is the part which is our ability to become totally one with Him. The real nitzchias of the relationship is our ability to become one with Him. Without a real chibur with Him, you can't mamash become one with Him. I mean, so far, and believe me, I don't want to go there, but it says in Svar, you'll take a look, I'm talking about the Gaon, I'm talking about the Ramchal, that even without Kabbalah, it might not be shayach to really reach the ultimate level of echad with Him. And I mean, for us, we talk about Gemara and Torah Shebaal Peh. But without that, there's not really a total Devekas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Torah Shebaal Peh aspect. Torah Shebiksav is the Shlemus of the person who's now Roy to get into relate. And that's really what it was saying. Now the Zohar is, I mean, the Tanchum is saying something very significant. We were holding by perfecting ourselves. To get into a relationship, we have to be worried about the lashon over there in the Tanchum is every dictum. You know, when you're in a relationship with somebody, every little thing is you have to be sensitive to every little thing. You have to try. It's not. There's not defined, clear things. It's like a contractual obligation. But in a relationship, there's not contractual. There's the duke mitzvahs. That's the law. Every detail and prod, and so just like in a relationship with anybody, you know. So you can be friends. When it gets to marriage, there's so many little nuances and ongoing things that have to be constantly addressed and constantly be sensitive to. That's what Torah Shabbat has. The whole level of relationship, and that we only got. Forced. What's the difference between the two? There's a myriadic difference between the two. What is a curse? A curse means you don't do this, boom! You're getting clobbered. I'll give an example to this. I think we could all relate to this example. Anybody who's married can relate to this example. A wife could have a time that you're not doing this. You're not doing this for me, you're not doing that for me, you're not talking nice to me. She can also tell you, you're eating too much. Now, what she's talking about herself, you understand she has a right to talk about. She's talking about me, it's me. You know, you can resent that. Because there you're talking about what I owe myself, not what I owe you. There's a whole difference when you're talking to somebody in a relationship. It's coming to me. It's not the way you deal with a wife. It's not the way you deal with a friend. Then if a friend tells me, you got to stop smoking. Now, if it's not a secondary smoke, Shiloh, he's coming to me, stop smoking, you're killing yourself. You're killing yourself. That's not something he's talking about himself. I say, as long as it's not secondary, he's talking about me. He's talking about me. When someone's talking about me, maybe it's not your business, leave me alone, everything could be true. But at the end of the day, when he's hocking you and screaming at you, are you have any doubt for whose benefit he's talking about? You know it's all about you. You know it's only because there's not an interest in him here. This is for you. This is for you. He's talking about what's good for you. In a relationship, when a person's hocking, you're not doing this and that. Okay, you understand it's for you. You got to be a better person, but you also understand that the other person's upset. You know. You know, the first time anybody, every time, all criticism begins with one word. With every time you criticize a person, a spouse, it always begins, it doesn't bother me. That's the first lie. Because nobody ever criticizes anybody for what it doesn't bother them. That's what motivates us to criticize. I'm annoyed by you. As much as I say it's for you. A klola that is on a parshas kisova klola, is resentful and I'm angry about that. What are you threatening me so much? Good, I know I owe you this and I know this, but what are you threatening me? I can come in now, Rosh Hashanah, be mom with me. Let's go into the hamloch of Rosh Hashanah. After I've just heard klolas, how angry you are, I'm not doing this for you and I'm not doing that for you and I'm not doing the other thing for you. We need a respite. That's what Tosfos was saying. We need some kind of separation between last week and this week. I can't go in just hearing what I haven't been doing for you. By the way, I'm talking over Tosfos. It's not the Tosfos says the reason we need an interruption. We can't go into Rosh Hashanah thinking about Parshas Kisova. We can't go in with those clothes. Yeah, that's talking very Rosh Hashanah is Kabbal my Malchus, and all I'm hearing is. It's still ringing in my ears, the threats and threats and more threats, 98 threats. It's a huge amount of... I need a little bit of breathing. Okay, now we have Parshas Nitzavim, a whole litany. But who's he talking about over here? Who's he talking about? On Torah Shebiksav, he's talking about what's good for me. It's not what he's demanding in the relationship. This is what's good for me. As much as you threaten me and you scream at me that I'm smoking or I'm overeating, as much as this, at the end of the day, I can live with that criticism. Because I know, as much as I resent it, I think it's not your business, but at the end of the day, I know you're talking about what's good for me, and I don't resent that. This parsha is a respite because this is Sefer Torah Hazeh. Here we are talking about a bris that you are destroying yourself. If you get into Avodah Zorah, that's called, as Rashi brings in Parsha Baloscha, that's called Zivchei Mesim. It's killing you. You're killing yourself. What is it with you? You're killing yourself. And if you start killing yourself, this is what's going to happen. I'm forcing you not to stop. I'm putting pressure on you. Don't kill yourself. It's very scary. But you know what? I go into Rosh Hashanah and I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been screaming, don't kill yourself. He loves me. That's the reason I want a relationship with him. That's a huge amount of care. That is not a threatening posture for Rosh Hashanah. Not only is it not threatening, it might even be good. It might even be good to a person to hear that before Rosh Hashanah. I'm being mamlechem, and to understand that there's a huge care about me, because now we're already past that stage. We're already doing Torah Sevik Sav and Torah Shabbat Pen. Sometimes we can forget that really there's still a tremendous care about me too. So not only is it not mazik me, it could taka be very comfortable to me too, comforting me that somebody loves me enough to scream at me, to threaten me when I'm not taking care of myself. That's Parshas Nitzavah. Parshas Kisava was, I'm not taking care of my chiyuvim to him, which is all true, and it's going to be catastrophe, but I can't hear that because you can't help, nobody can help but think that when someone is mourning you for what you're not doing to him, that part of the tzvi is him. Now, even though we all understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, we all know that, and he doesn't. And the only reason he created these obligations is because in order to give us schar, we all know all the answers. But at the end of the day, he did create a need of Ein Melech B'liyam. He created a relationship that he presented himself, and he relates to us as if he does need it. And therefore, when a person needs, or he creates an illusion of need, there's a feeling that part of the tefillah is his rights also. That is a very, very heavy feeling, and it's hard to hear. And Moirikas Pineham, they were devastated, that Moirikas Pineham, when they heard that, all the terrible things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe answers, Atem Nitzavim Rabbi Yisai, we're talking about the relationship, but you understand when what's no gay to you, he's committed, and your stock is strong, and whatever's going to make sure you exist, he's committed to your existence. It's our kasha, well, he's belittling everything that's happened. He's explaining to them, this is about the relationship. But there's a whole other thing. He's committed to the fact that you should exist. He's committed, in fact, then Atem Nitzavim. Just listen to the Rashi. Besides my kasha and my rikas, Atem Nitzavim. And what does he do now? He gives a whole other litany of klolos. This is going to give assurance. The whole parsha here, Rashi says, is to give assurance. So all of a sudden, oh, yesha, yesha, makes no sense. How could this parsha, he's undoing the Atem Nitzavim. He's enhancing the Marikas Panan. It's bad enough now, he's adding. It's clear, Muchach and Rashi, and in the Medrash, Rashi bringing Medrash Agod, it's Muchach, that this is encouragement. Encouragement, I'm like screaming, and I'm angry, and I'm going to turn heaven and earth. And you know why? Because I want to make sure you're going to survive. It's all about making sure. This is not about me. This is ensuring your survival. This is not about me. This is the completion of your survival. This is not about the relationship of Torah Shabbat. This is about you. About you, we talk at Gev Chizuk. So it's not only Atem Nitzavim is a respite. Atem Nitzavim is a Chizuk from Kisavim. Because when you so hear so much of what he's demanding from for himself, with Kaviyah Chas V'Shom, but it looks that way to us. I mean, in terms of the relationship, it is that way also. It's just that he didn't need, he created that relationship. But in terms of the relationship he created, he is demanding what's coming to him. Nevertheless, it's a tremendous chizuk when you hear Parshas Nitzavim, because we know how committed he is to me. Which means when you think, when someone's criticizing for their things, it's upsetting. But if at the same time you hear them scream about things to you that you realize it's not no gay of them at all, it's only about you, is comforting. And it gives a person chizuk. Now this is the Marad Gavani. Tosfos is unbelievable here. On the face of it, the Medrash is unbelievable. The Tosfos is unbelievable. This is the parshik of chizuk. This is the parshik is, I'm committed to you. I want what's good for you. This is Torah Shavikzav, and this is a reenactment of Sinai. Asher Yeshnam Po Hayom, Asher Einam Peni, Atem Nitzom, you're getting a Nitzchias. There's a commitment to your Nitzchias existence. In order to do that, I got to be very tough. I got to scream a lot and I got to threaten a lot, because otherwise you're going to get self-destructive. But what I'm trying to do is make sure you don't become self-destructive. It's not about me. It's about you're not becoming self-destructive. Pshat in the pasuk now is beficha and bilvavcha. Beficha is Torah Shebiksav, Rashi says. The pshat is, it's Torah Shebiksav, so we should understand, because Torah Shebiksav, the Shalosh says, if you say words, even if you don't know what they mean, it has an effect. And you're mekayim the mitzvah of Torah Shebiksav. Even if you don't know it, for Shteitzach, knowing what it means is a better cue. In Torah Shebaal Peh, if you say Gemara, and you read up Gemara, and you don't know what it's saying, you didn't get a mitzvah at all. It's Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is Bilvavcha. You have to understand. That's what Rashi's saying. In Torah Shebiksav, the reading itself is a mitzvah. Beticha, in your mouth itself, is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is in your mouth itself. Torah Shebaal Peh has to be Bilvavcha. Torah Shebaal Peh is a relationship. And if you don't understand, you can't, a relationship to somebody else, you can't mouth words. You can't mouth words. I got to give you myself. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. It's not a relationship. You're talking about yourself. There's a certain thing that you don't understand, but the words will have an effect on you. In a relationship, you have to give yourself. You don't know what you're talking about? That's nothing. You don't know what I'm talking about? You don't know what you're talking about? That's not a relationship. Torah Shebaal Peh is a communication. And therefore, if it's not Bilvavcha, you learn and you don't know what you're saying. You're reading the Gemara. You're not getting anything out of it. You're not getting any Havana, any understanding. It doesn't create any relationship. Therefore, it's nothing. Nothing. No mitzvah at all. Torah Shebiksav is, you don't understand, so what? But the words itself, holy words, they affect the person. This is for you. This is not for a relationship. Therefore, Torah Shebiksav is words. Torah Shebaal Peh is a relationship. So again, clear. There's two covenants here. There's a chiluk between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Sefer Torah has Zos as Torah Shebaal Peh, which means us who is complete, how we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then become the Yisrael is complete, and then together Yisrael v'Raisa v'Kutshe Baruch Hu. That's Kisavo, and that's the Bris, that's Purim. Creation, the Tanai Hisa, the Maisa Bereishis, you can't exist. And this is you need for your own existence, you need to do the mitzvahs. That's in order to be mashlim yourself. That's Torah Shebiksav. That was Tanai Hisa, the Maisa Bereishis. It was Kabbalah Satoira. That's all they wanted, according to the Tanchuma. And Parshas Nitzavim is a reaffirmation of that. Asher Yeshna Omdim Po Hayom, Asher Einanem Po Hayom. The Gemara says that's who was standing at Har Sinai, because this is a reaffirmation of Sinai. As we stand before Rosh Hashanah, I think the message is from Tosfos, it's clear. It's Taka, we know Ribbono Shel Olam does many things to threaten terrible consequences, but these are things so we should, this is not about the relationship, it's about we shouldn't become self-destructive. We should not get into self-destructive behavior, doing various, as we're destroying ourselves, and there's a whole threats against us for harming ourselves. That's a chizuk. We understand that it's about loving us. It's about caring for us. That's our achana for Rosh Hashanah. The whole din is the same thing. Din is exactly the same thing. It's to give us existence. The whole thing is to give us existence. That's just a tremendous achana for Rosh Hashanah. We have to have a focus that, most of us feel that, when's it going to be over already? Wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have to go through slichas, we didn't have to go through the Aseres Yemei the long davar of Rosh Hashanah? It's a huge mistake. The whole thing is ani l'doy divadoy. This is only about us. I mean, it's more too, but it's a minimum. It's for our sake. This is ani l'doy divadoy. This is about us. This is to help us, to cure us. He's involved in us to make us responsible to ourselves. For ourselves! This is all about us. This is the anniversary. Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of the creation of man with the Hatovah. Yes, there's a greater Hatovah and a higher level of Hatovah, Torah Shebaal Peh level of Hatovah, but there's a creation level of Hatovah, which is we have to perfect ourselves, otherwise there's no creation. That was a Tanai with Maisa Bereishis. We need to be Mekabel Torah Shebiksav. We need to do, because that's how we complete ourselves. The din is to push us to complete ourselves. whole word is to push us to complete ourselves. It's not about the relationship with Him. I'll just conclude, that's the Rambam. The Rambam tells us that everybody has avoinus and schuyas and avoinus. Rav schuyas is this, is chayim, mavas, v'chein medina. He says the same thing with a medina. And over there he brings, what's the example? Sodom and Amorah. And then the next line is, v'chein on Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shaykel with the avoinus. This is the preparation of Rosh Hashanah. The Pasuk is telling us here, when the Pshat over there, because Baruch Hu put in the Bria that you're going to self-destruct. He said Pshat in the Rambam last week, doesn't mean that. But what you sound, his language of Miyadu Meis means that is for our sake. He's putting threats and pressure on us, so Chas V'Shalom, we shouldn't get to that. We shouldn't destroy ourselves. And that's the whole thing what he put into the Bria. That's why most Averis, you forfeited your right to, you don't exist. How could you exist over here? The whole tachlis of your existence, not because no relationship with me, because you're Rov Avonis, you haven't completed yourself, you're a negative entity. Miyad Hu Meis. Medina, Miyad Hi Averis. And on Rosh Hashanah, you're Shaykel exactly the same way. The din is also for our existence. This is a toivet to make sure we exist and to pressure us existence. Nobody wants to be screamed about and nobody wants to be judged, but if we know that this is in order for us not to hurt ourselves, you know it's about Ava, you know it's about love, it's Ani L'Doidi. The Pasuk tells us this is an act of the beloved. What I ask you for myself, you can sit and clear. Is the person love me? Is it about them? You can clear. But what's not about them, what's only about me, is Ani L'Doidi. That's the perspective we have in Russia. It's a Mishulun Dikka, and whatever is being threatened, whatever is being the fear, it's only to get us to take care of ourselves, to do for ourselves. It's not because it's in His interest. It's about us. It's not about Him. It's about us. If it's about us, the person can should look forward to an opportunity. It's a mamish, an opportunity. The feeling has to be a joy. That I mean, the Rambam says you're chayv on simcha. Now, it's not going to be unfair. You know, nobody wants to get screamed about, but I'm happy that somebody cares enough to make sure I stop smoking. What's the question? I don't care enough. I mean, I'm thrilled. I'm not jumping for joy. They're screaming at me and they're threatening me and they're depriving me of things, but at the end of the day, I'm happy that someone cares enough about me to make sure I don't destroy myself. With that perspective on Rosh Hashanah, it's comfortable to go in. This is a hachana for Rosh Hashanah. This gives us the ability to go in. It's a respite from the klolos, and actually these particular klolos are actually a hachana for Rosh Hashanah at the Shabbos.